something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Comedian friend Greg Morton in the studio Thursday. He's the Funny Bone this weekend, along with our own Nick Allen. He's your you featured MC this weekend.
MCing
all weekend, and you're also Sunday. You're where?
Sunday at the Zoo Bar in Lincoln.
Zoo Bar in Lincoln. At Nick's Allen's is Nick's Twitter. If you want to find out where he's doing his comedy thing.
Greg Morton's doing a family show Sunday afternoon.
Greg Morton is, yeah.
Not sure if I'm hosting that one or not.
Oh, you're not hosting a family show? All right.
I think I'll be
do a tight 30 seconds.
I don't think you... do a clean, tight 30 seconds.
Hey, kids. All right, here's your headliner.
Yeah, you don't have one of those, too. Don't do a kids show, Nick.
Yeah, I don't think that'd be a good fit. Yeah.
You can go down there.
Plus, you're connected with us now, and they're not going to want you to do a kids show anyway.
Check out the PBA U.S. Open. Yeah.
I could.
That's going on in Lincoln this weekend.
I could. It doesn't mean he's going to.
Is it on Sunday?
Yeah.
Yo, I don't know.
Yeah. Mr. Skin just joined us, in case you missed that. It's on the podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com. Thank you for downloading the podcast all over the world. Apparently hundreds of thousands of you do, and that's very cool.
That's awesome.
And tell your friends. No matter what city you're in, tell your friends.
Could be just one guy. Downloading it 800,000 times.
Yeah, but that'd be because there'd be a lot of repeats.
He's addicted.
Yeah, apparently.
You're familiar with those collars for dogs that they call bark collars, where the dog barks and then it activates some sort of shocking device in the collar.
It's kind of cruel.
And it seems don't see it that way.
Yeah, it is
because I get tired of the dog barking.
Well, I do
not
too.
The point.
My dog only barks when the neighbor dogs are out barking. And it could be a pain in the ass. But do they say it's cruel and unusual?
No, I don't know.
All right.
We got one of those for our dog.
It's not unusual.
Does it work?
It did, but I felt bad because it had like a couple metal prongs that seemed like they were just like going into the dog, like his neck.
It's got to make you not want to bark, so it's got to hurt a little bit, don't you think?
Yeah. And we put on it for like 10 seconds.
You didn't even like your dog. And you took it off.
That
right?
was too much.
So what'd the dog do?
He just barks all the time.
Did he stop?
When he got shocked?
We didn't even really get that far because it just seemed like it was
hurting too much.
Yeah. Just push it into his neck.
Well, it's got to make contact with skin. Well, a better idea.
Your dog barks too much?
Oh, sometimes. Yeah. The thought crosses my mind.
Yeah, right.
End of story.
Right.
Because they make those regular collars with some sharp stuff where if they start tugging on it, then it chokes them.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. I suppose those could be viewed as inhumane, too, but...
Some people feel that way, yes.
Once they tug on it and start choking, they stop.
You had me tugging on it.
Yeah. Keep going.
Once I start choking, keep
tugging
going.
And choking.
Yeah, in the morning.
Well, now they've got a collar for dogs that actually does no good, but it's amusing. Anytime your dog barks, instead of shocking him to get him to quit barking, there's just some sort of speaker... that spits out a swear word.
Oh, I love that.
Huh.
It doesn't hurt the dog at all.
So do you hear the swear word louder than the bark, or do you hear it along with the bark?
I don't know.
Yeah, you want to be able to hear the swear word.
But does
exactly.
The dog then respond?
No, it does nothing to the dog. This is just to amuse you.
So basically it's like... It'll be like make your dog have Tourette's where you can understand it.
Yeah.
Is there any audio? We can't play it.
We can't play it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought we can't play it because there's F-bombs.
It'd just be barks and bleeps.
I would put them in the yard all day.
There's BS, there's the F-bomb and stuff like that.
Oh,
see, I would think the dog would freak out thinking somebody would yell or was yelling at him.
Here's a speaker down by his neck.
Then he'd shut up.
No, there's no plan. I mean, maybe he will, but there's no plan for that, no.
Yeah. It's just to give you something funny.
Yes, it's just for completely amusement purposes.
It'd be great to do that with and strangers over the house originally. Your dog starts yelling out the F-bomb.
So
they can make those for babies too.
They should make them for
crying babies, swearing.
Electric fences, the invisible fences, are they considered inhumane?
See, that's the same thing. I would think.
Yeah. I think if they go past a certain point, they get a shock.
Yeah,
right.
There's
that's
a couple
what
dogs in my neighborhood to have those,
and they seem effective.
And they're a fortune. We looked into that when we first got Chloe, and do it in the front yard, and it was like, there's a leash. It was a fortune. And then the guy told it. We talked to people too that sometimes if that dog does break it,
yeah,
If it runs fast enough or it just runs through that,
it stops.
It's like a broken horse. No, it's like it's not going to stop it ever again.
It's not going to come back in. The other downside I've heard of those is the electric fence doesn't stop the coyote from coming into your yard.
No, it doesn't stop anything from coming into your yard.
Yeah,
because they don't have a collar on.
And your dog is pretty much trapped.
Right.
Because he's not going to run out of the yard because he's going to get shocked. Mm-hmm. And the alternative is getting eaten by the coyote.
Of course.
But they do work. I've seen them.
In cities, that's not necessarily an issue.
No. But I see them. No, you're right.
Most places, the coyote coming into your yard is not an issue.
Good point.
And with that cursing collar, is that like Alexa where you can download Samuel L. Jackson's voice to be
not
the
aware
cursing?
Of that. That may be coming.
Because that'd be awesome.
It's $60 and sold out right now.
If
but
your dog sold out. If my dog barked and then all of a sudden I heard Samuel L. Jackson dropping a mother F-bomb, that'd be the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the last thing I need for my dog. He barks at me every time I walk through the door.
Does he
as
really?
It is.
I think
I don't need
dog.
To call me an asshole, too.
Right. Heard Samuel L. Jackson say, dropping the mother effer. The dog would shut up.
Yeah, maybe. You don't know my dog. She barks at everything.
Your dog starts barking. Roof.
You stupid son of a bitch!
That happens too often.
I would like the dog to say that. You stupid son of a bitch. I'm trying to think of a swear words I could actually play in here.
Hell, I'd like to say that.
You did.
All right, Aaron.
Well, I mean, more often.
Every time you bark, the dog yells.
Suck it, Jesus.
No. That's horrible. My dog would never say that.
Yeah.
That's just a Sunday setting.
We have a frequent contributor whose name is Aaron Rodgers.
A-Rod, right?
It's spelled like Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. And he's checking in here. You can get the bark collar that vibrates, shocks, or makes a high-pitched sound. Vibration mode works good with the asset dog that I have. So you don't necessarily have to hurt him.
So it just kind of scares him a little bit.
Yeah.
I love the bit, though. Yeah.
Yeah. This company apparently also has some other fun things. Let's see. Including a rubber chicken bong.
So you just suck out of the
you
top.
You need that.
Where's the carburetor on the chicken bong?
I guess.
The butthole, probably.
And customized Nike sneakers with holy water from the Jordan River in the sole. They call them Jesus shoes.
Yeah.
Suck it, Jesus.
No, don't. Jesus, you're fine. Jeez.
Is there a way to verify
Jesus,
that?
You're fine. Just in case you're listening, Craig says
you're fine. Jeez.
Jesus, you're fine.
Certificate of authenticity, that it's actually water from.
I've given you the information I have.
Because that's pretty specific.
It's not an answer, by the way.
Elton John had to be taken off stage over the weekend.
How many songs did he get through?
A few.
Because he just had walking pneumonia, and he said, I'm going to puke right here. I'm out, right? Basically.
Yeah, I'm tired.
That would suck, though.
Yeah,
for him and for the crowd that had to pay big money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, right.
He'll probably make it up, but come on.
And for the promoter that had to refund those people.
He'll probably reschedule.
He took a couple of breaks to get medical attention after slumping over at the piano during the performance, temporarily left the stage after Candle in the Wind. During Daniel, he said that he's completely lost his voice. He's sorry he can't sing, got to go. He was escorted off the stage in tears.
Yeah, it would suck. I'm surprised a lot of artists. I can't imagine, because we talked to a lot of people that were completely sick that night and had to go through the show, especially like singers. You know,
but sometimes they suck it up.
And they do, man. Mm-hmm. Well, they get shot up with something and get through it.
Yeah, but if he couldn't sing
and his voice is gone, you're not gonna hear
the whole reason to go to see Elton John.
Yeah, because he's got a great voice, right.
Yeah, the last time I saw, and I'm
puking Elton John, I don't want to see.
I know I'm going to take crap for this, but the last time I saw the Foo Fighters,
they were
in the middle of the tour, and you could tell about 2 minutes into the first song, you could tell Dave Grohl's voice was not top-notch.
Yeah.
He was not feeling well, and after about three songs, he stopped, and he acknowledged it. He's like, you can probably tell I'm not... My voice isn't really, but, you know, he's going to help me sing. And remember, I'm the guy who fell off the stage and finished the show.
All right.
This won't stop me.
So he had somebody else, one of the backup guys, sing rhythm?
The drummer. He sings backup, too. Okay. And so, you know what? They still played for 3 hours that night. It was still a pretty good show.
It's really thoughtful.
Yeah.
I sound like crap, but I'm plowing through.
Right.
Just for you.
He's kind of a screamer anyway.
Yeah.
That stuck to the tape. I want that. You two saying that. I don't forget. Put it in there during the break.
That stuck to the tape, too.
I'll play that, too. I was adamant. Don't forget.
Speaking at the NBA All-Star Weekend in Chicago, Commissioner Adam Silver said that the NBA lost in the range of $400 million or pocket change in the wake of China taking games off the air and canceling other related league events.
We're supposed to break a violin out for them?
For the pocket change?
No, for this guy saying that.
For Silver?
Because...
You mean for the NBA?
No, for Silver saying it.
Or for Morey, Morley, Daryl.
Yeah.
The two sides have been at odds since that Houston Rockets GM did the pro-democracy did the tweet for the pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong.
Right.
Silver said not long after that tweet, the Chinese government demanded that the Rocket GM be fired, but Adam said no.
No, he's not. At least he's acting. You're right. Good for. I do like it that Silverman said that. Silverman?
Silver.
Right. Because most of our leaders just kowtow to China and Russia right
well,
now.
Well, they did what they could.
I know.
You know, they did a few things, but, you know, nah, we're not firing the guy.
Firing
over here,
guy.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Over here, where we are, that's fine to say
it's
that.
Called, yeah, so right now it is.
Yeah. $400 million tweet. That's insane.
Yeah.
He probably hanging around that Rockets owner once. Remember the time you cost me $400 million? Yeah, that was fun.
Right, yeah. Do you have to bring it up every 4 minutes?
You're buying these drinks, right?
Well, that was where LeBron took a lot of crap because he was.
He tried to straddle the fence, and he shouldn't have done that. That was lame.
One hit of weed.
Please.
That's a start.
Caused individuals to double the number of false memories they created in a virtual reality scenario.
Of course it does.
Did it cause them to jump off a balcony? Because I've read essays where if you have a one hit of weed, sometimes you just jump off a balcony.
Thank you, Todd Ricketts.
A study author said, we're all prone to the formation of false memories independent of cannabis use.
Yeah, we are.
The susceptibility for false memory, however, increases with cannabis.
Yeah. Did they have to study this?
Yeah.
I mean, did they have to, though?
Out of the Netherlands, yeah.
We could have just told you that.
Yeah.
We all know that.
Dude. A false memory. Do you know what a false memory is?
I got a few.
You mean things that didn't happen?
No, I know that, yes.
Oh,
or happened differently than what you remember.
A total
false
fabrication?
Or it's differently than what happened.
You know, there's just difference.
Right.
Differences. Researchers defined a false memory.
Stoners do forget, Craig. Don't argue that.
This is not forgetting. This is a false memory.
Yeah. Forget the truth, then.
As a recollection that either did not happen or included key differences than what actually happened.
Yeah.
Researchers don't have a firm answer as to why this happens.
Because it happens to everybody. You're right.
Yeah. It happens to everyone.
It's alcohol.
Right. Are you just making stuff up? Or is it a distorted memory?
Well, the gap in accuracy between those who had inhaled THC and those who had not narrowed over the following week.
I told you that they had... I was watching that interview with Dan Rather and Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And he asked them, when's the first time they sang together? All three of them said they knew exactly when it was. All three of them were different.
Yeah.
And it's one of those bone of contentions with all of them. They'll go, nope, not happen. That didn't happen. Yes, it did. Three guys.
None of them are right.
None of them. Well, one of them might be right, but the other two are wrong then, but they all think they're
Can't all be right.
And you can't guarantee that any one of them are right.
And that's a pretty big remembering.
But
the time those guys sat around a kitchen table and sang, well, one guy said it was a kitchen table, one guy said it was something else, other guy says it was something else.
Yeah.
But and one they were at Cass Elliott's house, one they weren't. I'm thinking, you guys should know this.
No, that was 40.
Somebody should.
It might have something to do with the fact that it was 45, 50 years ago.
Or 60.
Well, I think it's everything. Yeah. 45, 60 years ago, and drugs.
High as hell.
Right.
So they said the gap in accuracy between those who had inhaled the THC and those who had not narrowed over the following week. A week later, there was no real difference in false memories, in what you remembered and what you didn't.
This is why it's important to build up your tolerance.
That's right.
This was not because the cannabis users regained their memory.
It means I'm going to smoke a lot of weed tonight!
But because the placebo group had become increasingly likely to develop their own false memories over time.
The placebo group, right. That's funny.
I got high yesterday. I think I made a stew.
You think you made a stew?
I don't know. Maybe it's a false memory.
Did someone make a stew?
Yeah. There's stew.
You checked this morning, see there was stew out there? Okay.
So it's there, and you're fairly certain that you made it.
Yeah, pretty yeah. sure. I don't know if it's a false memory or not.
Well, you got vouchers in the house, I can tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't you.
I'll have to check with my wife.
Nobody right. wasn't you at all.
Did I make a stew yesterday?
No, it was me, honey.
Thank Unless you. Everybody in the house was high. Yeah, that's what I got out of that, is build up your tolerance, kid.
Well, okay. That's kind of what I heard, too.
There was no mention of that yeah. being
Yeah, Todd mentioned it.
Helpful.
Yeah, I did.
In the article. In the aforementioned article.
I can't imagine that it wouldn't be.
Again. Oklahoma moving toward banning therapy aimed at changing a person's sexual orientation or gender identity.
Oh, good.
I would have guessed that would have been the last state
to
do that.
A committee has approved a bill to prohibit licensed medical practitioners from using so-called conversion therapy on anyone younger than 18.
How many of those places actually exist?
Well, remember the big famous one, that guy apologized and said, I was wrong, this doesn't work, and I'm...
I'm gay.
I'm gay, yeah. basically, mm-hmm. right? Yeah, I think he ended up being gay. Yeah.
Did that stick to the tape, too?
Yeah, I think we talked over each
yeah,
other.
Yeah, you're scumbag.
I know, you were together there.
Right, I can, yeah. I can say it loud and clear. Again.
Because we're both trying to come out at the same time.
Right. Always stealing.
Yeah,
my
it's
thunder.
Pretty lame. Pretty lame. But good for Oklahoma if they pass it.
Well, they're talking about it.
All right.
It'll be met with stiff resistance.
Right.
The Iditarod coming up in just a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
We'll be having.
Do they have grass now? Is it any snow up there? Yeah, is it grass?
In certain portions, they had to move the race.
Yeah, 20 miles full of grass now?
Yeah, they had to move the race.
Nothing to see here.
There's a kind of a ceremonial start in downtown Anchorage, and then I think they may have to actually move somewhere else.
All the dogs
get
in the back of a
race.
Pickup truck, and they drive 40 miles through grass.
was it last
the dogs
year?
Are driving?
Yeah, year before, they canceled it entirely.
Right.
Because there wasn't enough snow.
Entirely?
I thought so.
I don't
or
think
miles
that's
of
it.
I think miles of it.
Or they might have cut some of it.
I think
out.
They just moved to a different spot.
Right.
Yeah. And then they figured out we can deliver the polio vaccine. when the original story, the port was frozen. You couldn't get any ships in. And you couldn't fly in because it was storming all the time. Yeah. And then Balto, who actually gets too much credit. Ran the vaccine.
How we say
in.
That too.
You know what? Damn, Balto.
I think it's a cartoon.
I'll tell you, it would be fun. You strap on that swearing speaker on all these freaking dogs the whole way across Alaska. That would rock. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. C-bomb, C-bomb. I can't. I wish I could say all the words. Damn it. The bit works better with the words.
Yeah.
The whole way. And the driver's laughing the whole time.
I'd be so relieved if I was supposed to do that thing and it got canceled.
Yeah.
Thank God.
But I don't think they're barking the entire way.
I know.
You watch too many
But you'd
movies.
Want them to. You'd want them to.
You watch too many mush movies.
I do.
Because they'd get tired of that in a hurry.
What do those dogs eat? They just put a bunch of food on the sled?
Well, Yeah. Three dog night.
Well, they're also delivering a lot of food and other things to particular checkpoints.
Okay. Bunch of Alpo.
Yeah.
I think there's food waiting for them when they stop for the night.
Antonio Brown going to the combine.
Yeah, I'm going to apologize to everybody. And then he's going to join a team, and within a week, he's going to be bitching about the quarterback. Do you think the guy's going to change it all? I mean, he's a hell of a talent.
He's going to flake out.
But
because that's what he
does. I think he's worked himself out of the league forever. I can't see anybody wanting to take that
on. I can't see somebody not giving him a chance.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. Somebody would give him a chance for bottom dollar money.
And he won't play
for
that.
And I don't think he'll do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you come to camp, keep your mouth shut the whole camp.
Well, surely at this point, if he's coming into camp to apologize and try and get a
gig,
running
low in cash.
He knows that he has got to take anything he can get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anything, right.
He has run out of options.
Yeah. He's got to stay off of social media.
Yeah,
And on his meds.
Yeah, apologize to Ben. I'm sure Ben took that
he
well.
He did that, yeah.
Yeah, great, thanks. You called me a racist outright. Now you're apologizing? Yeah, that's really nice there. Yeah, I'm going to throw you a pass this fall. Watch them sign them.
That'd be awesome.
They made up and they signed them, yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.